the muster on Hoka Nui. Tania Clark of Thriving Southland is up next. She is catchment coordinator, talking about the Everything to Gain event happening in the not too distant future. Tania, welcome to the muster once again.
Oh, thanks, Andy. It's good to be here.
Yeah, always good to catch up. Like Thriving Southland, always plenty going on in that space. But we're talking about the Everything to Gain event, and I'm just having a rundown, having a look at the rundown and what's happening for the day. It's going to be a big day.
It is going to be a big day. This has been on the slow burn since mid last year, so we're coming to the pointy end of it now.
So what's the nuts and bolts of the day for people who haven't been before, Tania?
Yeah, so the inaugural event, Everything to Gain event, was held back in December 2022. So this is our second time round. Thriving Southland hosted a special event to support farmers and understanding how they fit into the world stage back in 2022. And this year's event is still called Everything to Gain, but it's Everything to Gain Paddock to Markets. So it's very much bringing together leading voices from across trade, policy and agriculture to support and explore how global forces are shaping farming, really.
So it's more or less going to give people an understanding of what the markets are looking like for the next 6 to 12 months?
Yes, well, yeah, going forward is the saying. It's facilitated by Kate Scott, so we're really excited to have Kate back down here. And we've got speakers. Speakers like Hamish Marr. People know Hamish is farmer and former ag trade envoy. Bengala Spataas, New Zealand chief trade negotiator. He's coming down to answer everyone's questions around trade, and no doubt the India trade deal will be a hot topic. Jacqueline Rower needs no introduction, I'm sure. Jacqueline's going to be speaking around the Paris Agreement. Jared Meir, Chief Insights Officer for MPI. I'm really excited to hear. I've spoken to Jared a couple of times and convinced him to come south, and he's really keen to join us on the 6th of May. He's going to be sharing all of the insights about what's coming down the line, what is actually out there on the world stage. So super excited to hear about that. Lee Matheson, people will know Lee from Peer and Ag. He is coming down to talk through farm system change and resilience and viability. So that's going to be a really interesting segment. And then we have James McWilliam from Alliance, the Global Sales Director from Alliance. He's going to be joining us. So with the changes with Dawn Meats here, I'm really excited to hear what he's got coming out. So it's going to be a great, great day. We've got a large panel at the end of the day, and we also have a farmer panel. So we really encourage people to get along.
Well, straight off the cuff, what you've got here, international trade negotiations and how they influence on-farm policy.
It's a trade event, but it's very much open forum. So we want farmers to ask all those burning questions that they have, all those questions they have around the table with a cup of tea, and they're reading the paper and they see something, they're like, oh, this is, you know, what is this about? How does this influence? How does this change? What happens on farm? So all those questions, we want people to come along with those. And we have microphones and we have Slido running. So they want to remain anonymous and flick a question through. They're welcome to do that. So it's going to be a great event.
Now, when's it happening?
So 6th of May. 6th of May, 9 till 3 at the Ascot. So it is restricted numbers, so I'm going to say really, really important that everybody jumps on the Thriving Southland website and registers. It's free, and you get lunch, so it's going to be a good day. But it is open to all farmers, not just those that are actively involved in catchment groups. So I just want to be clear, all farmers are welcome to come to this. It's really going to be worth your time. 6th of May, 9 till 3. The Ascot Park.
But it's the cheese roll factor, as I call it. You want to have the right number of cheese rolls on the grill, so people need to register, right?
Yes. Well, we are limited because obviously we can only fit so many. The Ascot Park Hotel is a good-sized venue, but obviously with lunch and seating, we really need to make sure that we can fit everybody in. There has been a good amount of interest so far, so I really encourage people to register and get along. It'd be great to see you all.
So in a nutshell, if these speakers, it's giving farmers the opportunity, and rural people in particular, the opportunity to come along, and if they've got a beef or something they want to get off their minds and actually get some answers, this is the opportunity.
Yes, yep. So all the segments during the day, and we'll be covering everything from, you know, trade agreements right through to, you know, the impact of what's happening. Obviously, Middle East conflict will be top of people's minds and how that affects, you know, trade and access, and then right through to, you know, farm system resilience and viability, and even GLP-1 drugs and how that might change consumer demand for protein. So there's a lot being discussed, but if you have questions, this is the perfect opportunity to join us and actually throw those questions at those experts. You're not going to get a panel like this again, I'll tell you.
So how do they register? How do people register?
Yep, so jump on the Thriving Southland website. There's a link there through to the Everything to Gain registration page, and it's as easy as that. You can even enter in a question, a burning question, if you want to sort of give the speakers a bit of time to do a bit of research. You can flick a question into the registration page, and we can share that with those speakers and make sure that question gets answered on the day. So, yeah, on the Thriving Southland page, jump on there and register today.
Good on you, Tania. Wednesday the 6th of May, 9 a.m, Everything to Gain. It's courtesy of Thriving Southland. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks, Andy.